Thank you so much for joining us. We are always looking for ways to support natural wellness, as many of these aligns with helping your body to detox from harmful chemicals. One recommendation we are always giving people is to go outdoors, as the sun has so many health benefits. So be sure to tap our Reels feed to watch the past lives we had about sun's role in our biological clock and the circadian rhythm. And today we are going to go a little deeper into this topic by discussing grounding. That's why we're really excited to be chatting today on IG Live with Robert Ironshell, the grounded athlete. During this live, we are going to discuss grounding tools to help with grounding and how grounding may impact your skin, hormones, mental health, and much more.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. For sure.
This is a topic I'm like super interested in learning, so I'm so glad I get to learn from you today.
Yeah, I'm always excited to talk about grounding with people, so it'll be fun.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you became the grounded athlete.
Yeah, so I was in college at the time. I was running track. This was in my last year of school when I was in graduate school. But I essentially, what was going on is I was looking for different modalities to improve my recovery, improve my performance. And one day I was driving home from practice and I overheard this. I was listening to this podcast with this guy named Clint Ober. So a lot of people that are familiar with grounding, they'll be familiar with Clint Ober. He's kind of considered a pioneer in this whole world of grounding. And so initially I was very skeptical, came from more of a physics background. So I was just it just kind of seemed too good to be true, you know, be barefoot on the earth and all of these things are going to happen. So, but it was intriguing. So I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it for a few weeks. I'll start implementing it. So I started sleeping grounded. I started, grounding in between my reps, after my workouts, and, I noticed some pretty significant changes right off the bat. I felt more energetic. My workouts were going a lot better. I felt a lot less fatigued in my workouts. I was recovering much better. I was sleeping much better. So I was like, okay, there's definitely something here. And then after that, I found out, how many other cool things are happening in the body beyond that recovery and that performance side of things. And so from there, I just kind of hooked.
Is that why you named yourself grounded?
Yeah. Athletes? Yeah. I mean, it's not meant to be, it's kind of, I didn't mean it to be just me too, because I think everybody's innately an athlete if it's nurtured. And most people just don't nurture it anymore. So we kind of lose that ability over time. So, I didn't mean it to just be exclusive to me, but that did play into the reason, you know, I named it that. So
I also really like not only like grounded, like the benefits from grounding, but the grounded is also like a down to earth. It has like the next level of meaning. Yeah. So it's really nice. So like for people who don't know, like what is grounding exactly?
Yeah, so grounding is electrical connection to the surface of the earth. In a sentence, that's what it is. It's all about electrical connection to the earth. That can be done outside in direct contact with conductive materials, surfaces, concrete, soil, grass. It can also be done inside because there are materials that allow you to essentially connect to that surface charge outside of your home or building. So, all about electrical connection to the surface of the earth. That is what grounding is.
So what happens when you are grounding? So like you have these electrolytes going, you know?
Yeah. So the electrical potential of your body equalizes with the potential of the earth. And so that is the natural electrical state of your body. It's its default state. It's kind of our factory setting, if you will. And it's when we deviate from that default state that messes with our body's what I like to call electrical homeostasis. You know, when you hear about homeostasis, you don't really hear about the electrical side of things. But we've evolved to be in constant contact with the surface of the earth to maintain that electrical homeostasis. So when we're not maintaining that, that's when problems can arise.
I mean, this is an unplanned question, but I'm kind of wondering, like, you know, when you're not in that electronic, like a homeostasis, what can happen? Like, how would you feel? Because a lot of people might not feel like the impact right away. Mm-hmm. Like, we tell this people all the time, because we really try to promote people to like reduce their environmental exposures. But, you know, if you reduce your exposure today, you don't really feel any different tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, you know, down the line, many, many years later, you would notice the difference, or you could have helped you yourself prevent a disease. So I'm kind of wondering whether, you know, this electronic homeostasis, is it kind of operating similar way? It's just harder for people to grasp.
Yeah.
What happens? I think
I understand where you're going with that. So, you know, a lot of people say they don't really notice, like in that moment, they don't feel more energized or anything. Sometimes it's not until something happens that we realize what this practice is doing for us. And so there's this this term in this whole world of grounding, and I've talked about it in the past, and I've wrote about it in the book, but it's called inflammatory preparedness. And so essentially when you're constantly getting that contact with the surface of the earth, you're building this inflammatory preparedness. So later on down the road, when things start to happen, when things start to arise, you have that inflammatory preparedness to fall back on. So when you're grounded, you have these free electrons infiltrating your body. This is essentially charging this battery of sorts in your body. It's called the water. I mean, I call it the water protein matrix battery. And that's a whole nother conversation. That's a big topic. But your body can essentially pull from these electron stores that, you know, are stored all throughout your body's matrix. I know I'm kind of getting esoteric here, but, you know, there's a lot to all of this. But that contributes to your body's overall inflammatory preparedness, how saturated your body is with free electrons. And your body can utilize those free electrons for various reasons, energy production, oxidative stress reduction, excessive oxidative stress reduction. There's so many different ways that these electrons can be utilized. You know, going back to what you were initially saying is that it's usually not until something happens that we realize, you know, how positively this practice of grounding benefits our body, particularly when it comes to helping us recover or preventing us from getting disease. So
I love this explanation, like inflammatory preparedness. It's we don't want our body to be inflamed, and you don't want this inflammatory process to happen. So this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We actually have one question. Like, someone says, "Hi, I've created a post about grounding for pets, mm-hmm. but would love to know more and learn from you."
Oh, this is yeah, cool. For sure. Speaking of pets, people that usually, when they start using like grounding mats and stuff in their home, one of like the big things that people always mention to me, they're like, "My pets love the grounding mat. Like, they're always going to the grounding mat." And I mean, there's definitely something to be said about that, because the animals are, I believe, way more sensitive to these these natural electromagnetic energies. And so, you know, when they want to be outside, they want to be in contact with the earth, because, you know, that's how their biological system thrives as well. And so when they sense that in the home, they're going to be drawn to it. So, that's definitely a conversation I'd be up for having. So
cool. I'm sure this audience will be very satisfied hearing this answer. While you were talking about,
inflammatory preparedness, I think you sort of answered my next question, but I'm still going to ask you, is that how did you discover the benefit of grounding?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes back to how I initially came to grounding, when I was on that drive home and I was listening to that podcast. But after I started implementing it and I was seeing so many cool things happening, not only in the performance aspect of my life, but just in my sleep and my overall energy levels, how I felt, mental clarity and all that. Yeah, that kind of turned me on to this whole journey of just, figuring out what's going on exactly when your body is grounded. And that's basically what I've been doing the last 5 years is, I initially got started by, making these long format videos and putting them on YouTube, basically kind of breaking down these mechanisms, what's going on exactly, in the cardiovascular system and the nervous system. I just became obsessed from that point on, and then I've been trying to preach this message for quite some time now, and finally starting to make some headway, I think. So
Well, I think we're all benefiting from your obsession.
yeah.
It's to now learning from you. So what role does grounding play in an athlete's fitness routine?
Yeah, so the performance side of things. So what I was experiencing as far as my performance, why I was performing better, why I was recovering better, one aspect of that is, an easy one, sleep. I was sleeping much better. And sleep is your number one friend when it comes to being an athlete, rest and recovery. So grounding essentially, it shifts the balance in your brain more towards a parasympathetic state, a more relaxed state. It's going to regulate circadian cortisol secretion, so your body can go to sleep when it needs to, it can wake up when it needs to. There are a lot of different various things that are happening in the brain when you're grounded. But yeah, I was sleeping much better. That was influencing my recovery. On top of that, what happens to individuals that are training grounded, what's going to happen in those people is that they're going to have essentially this blunted immune response. So their body isn't going to break down as much. There's not as many inflammatory markers that are seen in their bodies. So that's and a counterpoint could be said to that. People could say that, we need that inflammation, we need that breakdown in order to get stronger, in order to adapt. But my whole theory with that is that how we train today, we train insulated, we train not connected to the earth. What that creates is an excessive inflammatory response, excessive breakdown, excessive delayed onset muscle soreness, all of these different things that just aren't natural to the body. And when we train grounded, when we recover grounded, that allows us to more optimally recover and perform, and be able to come back the next day and train hard. So
Now, like, it's my curiosity. I can't wait to ask this question. It's like, what do you do? Like, what did you do in your fitness routine to incorporate grounding exactly?
yeah, so it's tough for me because I'm a track athlete. So I run on a track, which is a rubberized surface, so it's insulating. So it's hard for me to train grounded. So what I was doing is, I do these intervals. So like, for example, one day I'll have like 8x200 at a certain pace and a certain rest in between. What I would do is I would finish the rep, take off my spikes, and spend that whole time in between before the next rep grounded. Even before the workout too, I'm barefoot. I'm doing all my dynamic warm-up stuff on grass. And then after my workout too, spikes are off, shoes are off, I'm on grass, I'm doing my cool down and all that. But that's essentially how I implemented it in my training.
So for someone who's not athlete, although we want everybody to be athlete and bring that athlete inner of you, but for everyone who's not doing this type of intensive training, how do they?
Yeah, you kind of cut out there, but I think I know where you're going. sound cut out. But for non-athletes, I think it's easier because, you know, you don't have to train on a rubberized track. For me, I have to because I compete in track. But, you know, other people, they can go find a nice patch of grass, soil that's flat, level, and they can do their workouts on that. Super, super easy. And, you know, concrete is an option too. I would recommend some kind of grounding footwear for that. And that can be found pretty easily. You can do it on, you can do your workouts on concrete, you can do it on grass, but, yeah, it's, if I wasn't a track athlete, you know, it'd be a lot easier for me to get all my training done grounded, but.
Good to know. Do you find that grounding may also influence our hormones?
Yeah. So grounding's been shown to influence various thyroid hormones. It's not clear exactly the mechanism. I've been looking into it for, you know, the past few years. But what grounding is essentially doing and what it's been shown to do is, so your major thyroid hormones, T3, T4, triiodothyronine, thyroxine, what happens in people that sleep grounded is, so free T4, thyroxine, and thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH, go up, and T3, triiodothyronine, goes down. So, you know, that can be interpreted various different ways. And again, this is completely, you know, speculation, but what could be happening there is that the body is utilizing energy more efficiently. And, you know, as you know, if you influence these thyroid hormones, it's going to have a lot of downstream effects in the body. That side of things is not as clear. That's just what's been studied and what's been published. Beyond that, I can't really say too much how it's going to be influencing other hormones. So,
well, we know that hormone is sort of a cascade and it's like a symphony. So if you influence one, obviously everything else is impacted. And then so is your, you know, your sleep, your mood and everything else, your metabolism, everything else.
Exactly.
So the next question is, how does grounding impact your mental well-being? We know it's everything is connected, but how exactly does it work?
So, I mean, what's the one of the number one things that people say when they're grounded is, I feel much better. I feel more relaxed. I feel more at ease. And what's going on there? So, you know, in your autonomic nervous system, you've got your parasympathetic nervous system, you got your sympathetic nervous system. For people that are listening, sympathetic nervous system is your kind of your fight or flight, and your parasympathetic is your rest and digest. So, it's kind of a constant tug of war in between these two systems. And so where most people tend to lie is right on that sympathetic side. Mm-hmm. So most people are kind of in that constant fight or flight. They're in that stressed response. And so grounding, via stimulating the vagus nerve, essentially pulls us back right into the middle. I mean, we don't want to go too far in one direction or the other. We want to always be in parasympathetic or always in sympathetic. We kind of want to be right in the middle. It just depends on the context, what's going on. But, you know, if I'm just sitting here, you know, I definitely want to be more towards that parasympathetic side of the autonomic nervous system. So I believe that's a large part of the reason that people feel so at ease when they're grounded. It's also regulating cortisol secretions. And that's going to play into, you know, us feeling more at ease. Cause a lot of us, you know, we know that cortisol is, that stress hormone. It does other things, but that's kind of what it's associated with. Yeah, I think, you know, it balancing our autonomic nervous system is in large part the big reason that people feel so good, feel so at ease, and have this good state of mental well-being from grounding.
Mm-hmm. What about skin health?
Yeah, so a few things come to mind when I think of skin health and grounding. One is circulation. And so grounding, and that's one that people are pretty familiar with when they hear about grounding is circulation. Circulation improves. That's due to something called zeta potential, which influences blood viscosity and things like that. But essentially, what's and I have these images on my website, but what you can see in people that control versus people that are actually grounded is that the circulation in their body improves pretty significantly. It's pretty cool to look at. They use this imaging technique called laser speckle contrast, which essentially allows people to look at blood flow in real time, and particularly in the face, you can see it. They're before imaging and they're after imaging, you can see the circulation around their eyes and around their mouth. It changes significantly. It's really, really cool to look at. And that's been noted as a somewhat of a beauty effect in literature, because a lot of cosmetic therapies, one of their main goals is microcirculation, improving circulation in the face. That's going to aid in healing and tissue renewal. So circulation is a big one in influencing skin health, particularly in the face. If you want that beauty effect that comes with grounding, it's definitely a cool thing to read about and a cool thing to experience, because you can see it in some people. Their faces look a little bit more flushed when they're grounded, and it's because grounding is essentially creating this blood thinning effect. It's really, really cool to witness. So I'd say circulation is one aspect of improving our skin health. Another one that comes to mind is oxidative stress. So, our skin is constantly exposed to things, like ultraviolet radiation, which can create oxidative stress in the skin, pollution. All these things can create what's known as reactive oxygen species. And these can damage skin cells. They can damage these proteins in your skin, like collagen and elastin, which essentially give your skin its firmness and its elasticity. And what these reactive oxygen species can do is they can damage these proteins. They can create protein cross-linking, glycation, and that makes your skin less supple. Where grounding comes into this whole situation is that, what are these reactive oxygen species looking for? They're looking for electrons. That's how antioxidants work. They donate their electrons without becoming unstable themselves. And so I always tell people, grounding is the number one source of antioxidant you can get. There are various drawbacks associated with chemical dietary antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And, the research isn't very promising on pharmaceutical administration of antioxidants. But grounding is a really, really effective way. I think the most effective way of combating excessive oxidative stress. And it's equally as deadly sister inflammation, because where you find oxidative stress in the body, you're going to find inflammation. You do any search on PubMed, you look up diseases, conditions associated with excessive oxidative stress and inflammation, you're gonna find these two processes festering in those conditions. So I would say as far as the skin health, reactive oxygen species, oxidative stress, that's a big one. And then another one I would say is the skin battery. And I've written about this. I've made videos in the past. So what the skin battery is it's essentially a potential difference between the outer layer of your skin, the epidermis, and the layer below, the dermis. There's a potential difference of about negative 23 millivolts. And so when that upper layer is breached, when you have a cut or something, that essentially alters the polarity of that potential difference. And so what that does is it allows these immune cells to migrate to that area for healing. And so when you're not grounded, your body isn't able to maintain that potential difference between the upper layer of the skin and the lower layer. And so your skin can't heal itself as efficiently. And so when you're insulated, you don't have these electrons infiltrating your body. They're not maintaining that skin battery. So that's a pretty crucial factor for healing. So as far as skin goes, I think those are definitely the big ones.
I feel like everyone needs to start like today. If you just learn this, like start today. And also on top of that, like if you take like a supplement of antioxidant, it costs money, right? Like Groundlings literally like costs nothing. Like you can literally like start right now. I feel like I need to start right now.
And that's a realization that came to me a long time ago. I was like, why aren't more people doing this? Why aren't people like utilizing this really, really cool thing? It's literally one of nature's regulating factors, and people are ignoring it. And it's very it was heartbreaking for me because it was free. Again, like you said, it's free. Like you don't have to pay money for it. And unfortunately, as far as the research goes, it's likely always going to be waning because it is free. There's nothing to be sold from doing research on grounding because
Nobody
nobody makes
makes
any money by
money.
telling. Yeah. So yeah.
There's no drugs to be made, and there's no diagnostic to be made. You literally just need to take off your shoes and then go outside.
Absolutely.
So people always love something actionable. So if grounding can be done barefoot, great. But what are those grounding sandals and grounding shoes?
I have this under the ground that athlete, this whole kind of brand and movement that I started 5 years ago. I have Olympus footwear, which is sandals, sneakers, and boots, which will be released this week. Essentially what those essentially what those do is they create an electrical connection between you and the ground. So most huge shoes, you look at them, what are they made of? They're made of rubber. And so a big part of the whole grounding equation is conductors and insulators. So insulators don't allow the passage of electrical energy. Conductors, on the other hand, do. And so if we can make footwear conductive through electrical conductors like metal, incorporate those into footwear, you can ground through footwear. And that's what my footwear does. Gaia grounding sandals, Ether Earthwear, Aureus Earthwear, and then I've got a few more coming down the line. But these utilize copper that are installed into the sole of the shoe, which allow you to ground, which is measurable with a multimeter. You can see it in real time, the effects of grounding. So you can utilize those. I mean, you can utilize grounding mats. There are various different ways that can make grounding more convenient for you.
Okay, I have a maybe a stupid question to ask. So, since you're connected to the earth and then you have these electrons floating around, what happens in a lightning situation?
And the very unlikely situation that you are exposed to a lightning strike. So grounding isn't going to increase your chances of being struck by lightning. If you're in a very wide open area and you are the easiest path to the ground, the electricity might take you as a path, but those sandals aren't going to have anything to do with that. The shoes aren't going to have anything to do with that. So,
And the mat is not going to have anything to do with that either.
no, yeah. So the grounding mats aren't connected to any electricity, and I mean, besides that, again, kind of with the lightning strike and the outdoor scenario, it's not going to take you as a path because the lightning just wants to get to the ground. That's where it wants to go. So it's not gonna go to you. And then on top of that, if electrical hazards are your concern, particularly with grounding mats and stuff, you're not connecting yourself to any electricity. So when you plug something like that into the ground, you're essentially just connecting yourself to the ground connection, which is that bottom port of a wall outlet. You're not connecting yourself to live electricity at all. So
Okay, great. We get that out of the way. And also, I guess, like, during a lightning situation, people should not be outside. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and you know, there, I tell, so, and if there is a thunderstorm, most of the time, so that's going to induce a positive charge on the ground below the thunderstorm cloud. So you're grounded in a sense, but you're grounded to a positive charge. So that's not conducive for your body. It's you're not going to be, you want to connect to free electrons. And so, you know, with, thunderstorms are kind of a complex dynamic phenomena. But essentially what's understood is that, the electric field from the thunderstorm cloud induces a positive charge on the ground below. So, really, I mean, there's no point grounding underneath a thunderstorm. That's what I'm trying to say.
That makes sense. Last question. Before I want to ask you about your book, because you mentioned your book and I felt like people need to read it. But how much grounding is enough grounding? Is grounding a concept like any adding a little bit will benefit you? It's kind of like physical activity. You know, there's a lot of research showing, you know, even if you're a weekend warrior, that still helps. Any movement is better than no movement. Is grounding sort of the same, or you have to like get to a certain amount of grounding to receive the benefit?
Yeah, absolute number one question I've always gotten over the last 5 years is, how much grounding do I need to do? The duration, aka how little can I get away with on a daily basis or a weekend? Back to what you said earlier, anything is better than nothing. You're going to get some benefit from as little a barefoot time, grounding time as you can get. You're going to get some benefit. But again, you got to think of it from this perspective. Humans have evolved for most of our time here on Earth in constant contact with the surface of the Earth. And ideally, you're supposed to be grounded every day, 24/7, 365. But I still think people can see benefits just from, you know, an hour or two a day, because again, something's better than nothing. So, and there are definitely easy ways to incorporate grounding in your life, that can easily surpass 1 or 2 hours. The number one way is through sleep. You plug in a grounding mat, you stick it underneath your pillow, you sleep on it. For me, that's, you know, 9.5, 10 hours a day. That I don't have to think about, you know, that I'm grounded. So, there's a lot of ways that we can make grounding more conducive to our lifestyles. We can stick grounding mats underneath our keyboards and our mouse pads, and put them underneath our feet when we're working. There's so many different easy ways that we can incorporate it into our life. So don't be daunted by, you know, I need to go outside and spend, you know, 3 hours just barefoot on the earth, twiddling my thumbs and stuff. So.
Okay, so much to learn. Okay, tell us about your upcoming book.
Yeah, Earth and Water. So the book is called Earth and Water, A Short Story of Life's Matrix. Hardcovers will be available on March 20th of this month on Barnes & Noble. And that's been quite the journey for me. That the whole process, I would say, took me about 5 years, writing and illustrating, 2 years, but a large part of it was organizing it. So how the book came about was, I have this thing called the Earth and Water Library, which is essentially all of the articles, the lectures, the all of these things that contributed to my knowledge about grounding and things that I wanted to share with other people. So I was like, oh, I can make a book out of this. And everything that we talked about thus far is in that book. So it's split up you can get the ebook and that's the whole thing, but the hardcovers are split up into volume 1 and volume 2. And there are 4 parts throughout these volumes. There's part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. So part 1 is called Earth Introduction. Gives you all of your introductory material, kind of your basic physics on what's going on when your body is grounded. Part 2 is called Earth and Body. That's essentially how grounding is affecting the various systems in your body, the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the immune system. And then part 3 is called Earth and Water, how grounding influences the water in your body, which is a very important part of this whole grounding thing. And then part four is called Earth Application, how you can apply this in your life, best practices, how you can see grounding in real time, you know, utilizing multimeters, you know, how to test your grounding mats and all that. So and it, you know, it's a nonfiction book. It's a science book, but it's also a story that I created. It's a fiction story taking place throughout this nonfiction book. So it's a really, really cool experience. It was a pain in the ass to, you know, format, and I've read that thing probably over 400 times. It's right around 860 pages, so it's a dense read, but it's fun. You're gonna learn everything you could possibly want to learn about grounding. Those hard copies will be available this month. You can get the ebook now if you want to. It's a really cool story of this whole grounding thing, and anything you could, you know, possibly want to know about this practice is going to be in there.
Congrats for getting that out, and then thank you for putting it together so everyone else could benefit. And you talked about the product lines that you're launching. So Tell us a little bit more about that too.
Yes. So on my website, which is in my bio, or if you Google search the grounded athlete, it'll be the first thing that pops up. You can get a pair of Gaia grounding sandals. Those are made here in house. I make all of those. I have a little help, but I make all of those. And I like it. You know, I like making things. That's why I haven't sourced that out yet. It's a fun part of my life. This week, I'm putting out some sneakers and some boots, which have been requested for a long, long time. So I'm happy to finally have those out. And then in the future, I will be having some athletic sneakers and then some hiking boots added to that line. Essentially, I want to start this movement in footwear to make all footwear grounded. You know, I don't necessarily have to have ownership of it. It doesn't need to be unique to me. I hope all shoe brands, you know, start to to realize how important this is for people's health, and they kind of jump on it. So I have products that people can utilize outside if they want to be grounded in sandals or sneakers or boots. So I'm putting a link out this week for the sneakers and the boots. But if people want a pair of sandals, they can head to my website. Those lots of different colors. That's my Olympus footwear line. So.
That's awesome. We'll make sure all these information is in a post promoting this live, and I will also make sure to list your book on our website, because I think this is really important for people to learn. Yes.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that. I think it'll help a lot of people, and that's why I wrote it. So. It's, you know, a lot of people, they're not really, you know, ebook people, but, you know, a lot of people like to have physical books these days, and people, you know, really push to have those physical copies out there. So I did my best to do that, and I'm thankful that I was able to do that. So I'm very excited to get the book out there and, you know, to get as many people as possible onto this whole message of grounding.
Anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think we covered some pretty good bases in this interview with this Instagram live. So
yeah, and thank you for answering the questions that I haven't told you before. Like it just came up, and I was like, okay, I have to ask you this.
Absolutely, I feel like I've answered every question under the sun when it comes to that. So it's yeah.
Okay, one last question from the audience is: can you repeat what the podcast was? The one that inspired you, I think.
I think it was a Ben Greenfield podcast. I think Ben Greenfield was talking to Clint Ober. I don't remember, because that was like 2017, but I'm pretty sure that was the one. And Ben Greenfield's had a ton of really cool guests on, but I'm pretty sure that's the one that it was. So,
yeah, he's probably tried everything biohacking longevity under the sun.
Yeah, and I'm not that I like to keep things simple. I don't get too complex with things. You know, I eat natural food, I get sunlight, I go outside, take my shoes off, I ground, And that's about the extent to me maintaining my health. And people will be surprised just how far those things can take you.
People just need to start. We also tell people all the time, you know, starting a healthy lifestyle, just start small. And you can always start with grounding and cost nothing. And then you
Agreed.
can move on to other things.
Yes. Master the basics, master the fundamentals first, and then we can worry about fancy stuff later.
Agree. Oh, great. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. We'll be keep following and then share your updates. This is really amazing.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. I enjoyed talking to you, Jen. It was a cool combo.
If you have another book coming out, we're gonna have to interview you again.
Yeah, hey, I'm already thinking about the next one, so maybe in the future.
Awesome. So keep us posted too.
Will, for sure.
Okay, talk to you soon. Thank
Yeah,
you.
talk to you later. Yep, bye.
Bye.